This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, August 17th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. There are a lot of lobbying groups in Washington, D.C. There are groups that push for the finance industry, associations that lobby for healthcare firms, groups that push for or against environmental regulations. But one sector that has remained fairly quiet in Washington is the cryptocurrency industry. That is until recently, when a provision in the Senate's infrastructure bill woke up the market to the realization that if they want changes to laws in Washington, they're going to have to push lawmakers. On today's show, our national political reporter Julie Bykowitz, who covers money and influence in Washington, joins us to discuss why it's taken the crypto industry so long to gain lobbying momentum and what it plans to push for. That's after these headlines. Facebook says it'll back a pair of new underwater cable projects. One of them is a partnership with several international telecom operators that aims to build an underwater ring of fiber optic cables around Africa. The other is a 7,500-mile-long underwater cable system in Asia, which Google also announced it was investing in. Underwater cables carry almost all the world's international voice and data traffic. Facebook and Google use significant amounts of the bandwidth of these lines, and their involvement in the projects would give them more control over that infrastructure. Tesla's advanced driver assistance system, known as Autopilot, is being investigated by U.S. authorities following several crashes at emergency scenes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking at 11 crashes involving Teslas and vehicles at emergency response situations since early 2018, according to documents released on Monday. Advanced driver assistance systems aren't tightly regulated in the U.S., but NHTSA started requiring companies to regularly report crashes involving the technology in June. Tesla didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. The company has long said driving with autopilot engaged is safer than doing so without it. And if you're looking for a job as a cryptocurrency expert, Walmart is hiring. The retail giant joins a list of companies, including rival Amazon, looking to develop strategies for cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. According to the job posting, this new hire will work with the company's product and design teams to, quote, identify customer needs and translate them into product requirements. Walmart is no stranger to blockchain technology, the method behind the record-keeping system of cryptocurrencies. It's used it to manage supply chain data, for example. The company didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Speaking of cryptocurrencies, coming up, we'll take a look at the rising power of the crypto lobby in Washington. That's after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
What do Elon Musk, Ashton Kutcher, and Jack Dorsey have in common? Well, they're all cryptocurrency investors who, over the last few weeks, have joined together in a new lobbying effort, pushing the Senate to drop a provision from the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that would strengthen tax enforcement for crypto transactions. Now, investors in digital currencies and the companies that work in the industry typically haven't formed a united front. But as government officials and regulators turn a more active eye on the market, the industry is coming together to push for changes they feel will help their industry. Joining us to discuss how these efforts are unfolding and what the industry might be looking to accomplish is our reporter, Julie Bykowitz. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
You know, the cryptocurrency market has been around for about a decade now. What lobbying efforts have been made in the past?
So there was an effort to do some education around 2014, and that was mostly focused on Bitcoin. In fact, Bitcoin enthusiasts set up a Bitcoin foundation that was sort of their leading public policy advocate. The problem there was, you know, as they were trying to persuade lawmakers and regulators that there was more to Bitcoin than just what they'd heard about Silk Road and illicit financing, human trafficking, all the bad stuff associated with cryptocurrency, the foundation itself was facing all sorts of internal turmoil with personnel changes, different investigations going on. So that first effort just never really made much traction in Washington. They never really got it off the ground despite their efforts.
And what about the differences between the industry players? I mean, hasn't that made it difficult to have kind of a united front?
Well, so one interesting thing to think about here with cryptocurrency lobbying is that cryptocurrency is a decentralized form of currency, which of course makes it hard to come together to lobby. Cryptocurrency also attracts a very sort of libertarian ethos. People who are interested in cryptocurrency and starting those types of companies and organizations are often very disdainful of government altogether, really don't want anything to do with Washington, try to avoid it at all costs. And so that, you know, tallied together makes it really difficult to unite, come up with trade groups that work cohesively together. It's a little bit like herding cats, you know, just trying to get all of these different interests aligned for something big that's happening in Washington.
All right, but now there is something bringing them together. This provision in the Senate infrastructure bill, tell us what the provision says and why the crypto industry objects to it.
Well, so there's nothing like a five-alarm fire to get people to realize that they actually need to, in some way, work together to put it out. And that's exactly what happened over the past couple of weeks. Huge infrastructure bill moving through Congress. It's certainly in the news. What wasn't in the news until the text of the infrastructure bill came out of the Senate was that one of the few ways that the Senate had to develop a new revenue stream to help pay for infrastructure was this provision that Senator Rob Portman, an Ohio Republican, came up with, which essentially was going to expand and enhance the tax liability of the cryptocurrency industry. And that's mainly by the way that he was defining brokers of digital assets. Some felt that his definition of brokers was so expansive that it would sweep in people who really weren't supposed to be keeping track of tax liability. There's a sort of sense among cryptocurrency enthusiasts that this type of broad definition would just essentially drive the whole industry out of the U.S. and into other countries, because, of course, it's very portable. It doesn't necessarily need to have U.S. ties. And so there's a pretty strong argument that they're making on the sort of basis of we don't want to stifle innovation. We don't want to drive away all of the tax liability. So there's a huge argument going on with what exactly should be contained in the definition of brokers of digital assets.
And were they successful? Were they able to get the provision out?
They were not successful, but they are also arguing that they may have lost the battle, but may win the war. So there was widespread agreement that this provision should be rewritten in some way. But because infrastructure had so many different moving parts, essentially through a procedural move, the Senate blocked any changes to the bill. So as it moved on to the House, it still has the exact language that the cryptocurrency did not want in the first place. Now the cryptocurrency industry is focusing on making sure the House is aware that this language is a problem. So they see several different avenues of getting it either out of the bill altogether, revised in the bill, or failing all of those things. They think they can convince lawmakers to write a standalone piece of legislation that would essentially wipe out what's in the infrastructure bill and start over with defining things, you know, a little bit more clearly and in a way that the cryptocurrency industry can get on board with.
Julie, most industries have their lobbyists plugged into what's happening in Washington and start to push lawmakers as bills are being written. It seems like the crypto industry got off to a late start here. Is that about being fragmented, or is it more about not being plugged into DC?
I think it's a little bit of both, and I think that the cryptocurrency industry is trying to very quickly fix both of those problems, or at least start to work on them a little bit. We found lots of different lobbyists and lots of different strategic advisors are piling into the cryptocurrency lobby who are a little bit more seasoned in Washington, better plugged in. There's a former national security, commerce, and trade official who's worked with Republican and Democratic administrations, and then served 15 years as a Goldman Sachs lobbyist who got hired on to help with Coinbase's efforts. That's pretty new. There is a former 8-term Texas Republican congressman who is going to be working with another cryptocurrency company. There's a former general counsel of the Export-Import Bank who's working with a Bitcoin association. So they're starting to staff up on the kind of connected in Washington front, you know, not just the enthusiasts who know the ins and outs of cryptocurrency, but people who know the ins and outs of Washington.
All right. So they have this momentum. What is likely to be next on their agenda? Where will they focus their efforts?
Well, there's still this live issue with defining or redefining brokers of digital assets. So that's going to be in play for the next couple of months. But I think it's important to think about how the Biden administration is approaching cryptocurrency. It's really grown up very rapidly in the past couple of years. It's in the news a lot more. It's becoming better known. And so you've got people within the Biden administration saying, like, look, you know we need to do more on cryptocurrency. Gary Gensler, the SEC chairman, has compared cryptocurrency to the Wild West recently. And so there's a lot of signals out there that there is more regulation coming. There may be more legislation coming. And so it's really, even if you can declare victory on one aspect of this, if they are able to sort of narrow this definition of brokers of digital assets, they still need to keep aware of all of the moving parts here in Washington.
All right. That's our reporter, Julie Bykowitz. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can always find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.